Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Everybody, thanks for joining me tonight. What's going on? Glad to see you guys here. Dutchy Girl 13, half empty or half full. Your girl Callie, nice to see you guys. Thanks for joining me tonight. It is 1 a.m. Central Daylight Time here in Dallas, and I appreciate you joining me, those of you listening and those of you in the chat room. Tonight's show, we're just going to talk about the latest hot topics affecting our country and sort of the world at large. Also, briefly discuss Osama bin Laden, of course, that whole thing that went down this weekend, and also music as usual, random chat, et cetera. Just call in anytime during the show. You want to chat with me? The number is 323-843-6160. Always feel free to call in anytime during the show. You don't have to wait for a particular time. Anytime you want to talk to me, I'm here. So, today I went to – actually, last night – okay, so most of you know I've had these, like – this pain lately in my head, these sinus issues and ear infections and things like that going on. And so today, or last night rather, I was in so much pain, which is why I didn't do a show last night. I was in so much pain that I couldn't even sleep. I mean, I took 2 hydrocodone and didn't do anything, and I couldn't even sleep. So I was in real severe pain this morning. I had an appointment with my ear, nose, and throat doctor already to get my CT scan results today. And so Michael, my husband, took me to the doctor. He took off work in the morning, took me to the doctor, drove me up there because I couldn't even drive. It was so much pain. And went there and looked at the CAT scan, and he told me everything looked pretty good. I just had a little bit of, you know, congestion or whatever. So he looked at my ear, and I had a blockage in my ear. He cleaned it out and no longer have any pain at all. It was all, the whole thing was because of the blockage in my ear. So the past 2 months I've been suffering for that reason, which I went to him 2 weeks ago and he said he couldn't get it out at the time, because it was hardened or something. And so he had to wait till it softened. So he had me put olive oil in my ears every night when I went to sleep the past 2 weeks. And so he just sucked it out today, and whoop, now I can hear again, and my pain's all gone. No pain, nothing. I am so happy. Can't even tell you how excited I am to not be in pain. I have woken up every freaking day for the past 2 months with pain, severe, severe pain, okay? And I couldn't even function most of the time. So anyway, I am all good now for the most part, and so I'm glad. So I just want to tell you that. And beyond that, what else is going on with me? Not much. I don't know. Not really much is going on besides that lately the same old crap's going on with me. Nothing new. So what's going on with you guys? Statue Girl, Half Empty, Half Full, or Callie? Hope you guys are doing okay tonight. So until we get more people in the chat room, whatever, or people calling in, I'm going to play some music, and I'll be back in between songs to chat with you. I'll be back in a little bit.
Remember.
Okay, so that was Madonna with I'll Remember. speaking of remembering, have you guys ever watched The Celebrity Apprentice? I'm asking because, as you know, Donald Trump is trying to say he's going to run for president of the United States. And my husband and I watched Celebrity Apprentice because it's a really good show. And I don't particularly like Trump, never have, but his show is good. That's a good show. But he is running for president. Just want to let you guys know that he is against gay rights. He's come out and said that completely and unequivocally against gay rights, gay marriage, or any kind of equality for gay people. So if you vote for Donald Trump, if he does indeed run for president, you will be voting against me. So just keep that in mind when you vote for whomever you vote for, that I'm voting against Donovan. And when I do this, because it does affect not just me, obviously affects people like us, like me. And when you vote, whenever you decide to vote, and I hope you do vote for whomever you vote for, I hope everybody does vote when the time comes in a couple of years to vote for president, because it is important. And as you all saw in the last election, a few votes makes a big difference. That's why Obama was elected, because it wasn't a huge margin, but it was enough to make him president. So vote. Whether it's in your local, you know, communities for mayor or for a congressperson or whatever, vote, because it does make a difference. We'll be back. All right, so we're back. For those of you who want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. Feel free to call in. We can chat about whatever's on your mind. So the big news, obviously, that's happened recently is about Osama bin Laden. So we were watching last night The Celebrity Apprentice, the last 10 minutes of the show, which is the most important. And the show was, of course, interrupted by breaking news. And the breaking news, of course, was that Osama bin Laden had been captured. Well, not only captured, but killed. And they had his body. So I was a little upset that they interrupted my show because I didn't find out who actually got kicked off until I went online to find out. But anyway, like hours later. But anyway, obviously it was important news. But I don't know if I feel that it was really the best news or not. I mean, I obviously am glad that the guy was caught, because if he was indeed behind 9/11, as they say he was, then obviously everyone wanted to be caught. Thank God he was. And he's no longer going to be a menace in terms of leading his sect of people against the United States and against other people and killing people, murdering people, et cetera, just being a terrorist. So, of course, that's a good thing. But beyond that, there is the idea that he may have, he's dead, right? He's dead. He was buried at sea or whatever in accordance with his religion's doctrine or something, in terms of being buried at sea within 24 hours or something. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have discussed it, and I'm thinking, well, did he deserve to be treated like anyone else, or should he have been apprehended and kept alive to stand trial, or should he simply have been killed and burned alive? I mean, I don't know, burned or whatever. And it's hard to say, because honestly, you know, Osama bin Laden, it was an evil man for so many reasons. But he was, and so to say he deserved to have the same treatment that anyone else did is tricky. And most people think that he got what he deserved, and I do too. I think karma is a bitch, as they say, and does come around, and it does get you. Ultimately, it comes back and bites you in the ass if you have something to be bitten by. And he did. So it took 10 years. But I'm always curious, as to why it took them 10 years to find him. It's been 10 years since 2000 or 9/11, obviously almost 10 years exactly, in September. But it took them this long to find the man. When I was reading reports on CNN and other and on MSNBC and the Huffington Post and other news sources it was known where he was for the past 6 years. And they never did anything about it. So I don't know. I guess I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I often think that there's more behind things than we see. I mean, just like if you look back in history in terms of big, huge scandals we've had, or assassinations or things we've had in this country, like, you know, of course, JFK or whatever, you know, when people were living through that, the JFK assassination, they simply accepted what was being told to them by the Warren Commission, stating that that Lee Harvey Oswald was the murderer or the assassinator. I don't know, the Terminator. But ultimately, it came out later that may not be the case. There is far more evidence to support that there was more than one shooter, and there was, you know, all these other conspiracy theories. And the same thing happens with 9/11, that the way the buildings came down was not the way they should have come down according to physics. If it had been simply due to being hit by planes the way they were, instead they came down as if through demolition. And people have been recorded as saying they saw things being demolished or demolitions going off and hearing them. People who live near the buildings, seeing them even, and people who were in the building who were recorded on tape saying that they saw and heard these demolitions before they were rescued from the building in the first floor, and were later all died. All the people who could have said that the official story was wrong and could have proven it through eyewitness accounts or video, etc., are all gone. And so anyway, those kind of things make you wonder. And so then we come to the Osama bin Laden thing, and it makes me wonder, those kinds of things make me wonder if he ever really was involved, or if he ever really was lost, if they didn't know where he was or whatever. So I don't know, but it just kind of makes me wonder. I guess I definitely question our government. I question the truth about anything. I'm a questioner, as you must know. I don't just take at face value when I'm told about things typically. So anyway, just wonder what your thoughts on that were. If you guys want to call in, numbers 323-843-6160. Looks like Callie's on the line. Hold on. Callie, you there?
Maybe.
Maybe. What do you mean maybe? I hear you.
Maybe. Maybe I'm here.
What's
going
on? Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. My head's like, woo.
Just kind of okay?
Yeah. I hope you'll get better. I don't like you being sick.
I'm better now. I'm much better now. I was definitely, you know, feeling the pain before. And now that I went to the doctor today, I don't know if you were in here when I told about that, but I went to the doctor today and got to my ENT doctor, excuse me, and got my CAT scan results and everything. And he also went in my ear and pulled out some blockage in my ear. And once that was removed, no pain. So that's what was causing the pain. It was that blockage in my ear, and he removed it. And so I'm fine now. No pain at all. Yay. I know. So
I was worried about you.
I was too. I was like, oh God, I don't have a brain tumor or something. But no, he said I didn't have a brain tumor.
I know
tumor.
You said that in like previous show. I'm like, oh hell no, shut the hell up. Do not even say that.
No, and he showed me my brain. He showed me the CAT scan. It's the first time I've ever seen a CAT scan of my own brain. I have a big brain, by the way. But anyway. I have a big brain. My head, my skull is big. I don't know. It looked big to me. I don't know. Just maybe it's just me, but I've seen smaller skulls.
Like, how does a brain supposed to look? You know?
Well, anyway, and so he showed me my brain and everything and the scans. And the only problem I have is like some sinus congestion still in my which he gave me some prescription spray for to get rid of that. So I'm supposed to go back in about 6 weeks to see him, and or 2 months or whatever, and hopefully it should all be gone by then. So we should be good to go. Yay. But, yeah, it's hard to explain, but unless you've gone through it. But to have the kind of pain I was in, it was literally excruciating pain, and I couldn't sleep at all last night. I had to literally – I was lying in bed from, like, 1 a.m., which is very early for me to go to bed, by the way, until, like, 7 a.m. because my appointment was at 8:30. And just in pain, just the whole night I couldn't sleep. So it was really bad. I took 2 hydrocodone, didn't do shit. So.
And you don't want to take those because you don't want to get addicted.
Right. Exactly. And I didn't like to take them, but exactly right.
That's the only thing that helped.
Yeah. Well, it didn't even help anymore. I took 2 last night before I went to sleep and I still had pain. It didn't even help at all. So yeah. So anyway, I don't have to take those anymore, but yeah, so I'm good now. Yay. How are you? What's up with you?
Getting to know somebody.
Getting to know what?
Getting to know somebody.
Oh, a guy?
Yeah.
A guy you've mentioned before or not?
Yeah.
The guy that
worked.
Oh, your friend's friend? Your friend's ex-boyfriend, that one?
Yeah, not boyfriend, but yeah.
Okay, ex hookup or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so how's that going?
Good, but I had like a cop block on Saturday, man.
What happened?
Well, I would have been here because I saw that you had a show on Saturday, but my best friend graduated college, so we're all like having a good time and whatever, and we all ate and people were drinking, and so like. He came, but my ex was there, and then he just, you know, just saying some shit in front of him. I'm like, that's just not cool. And so
okay, your friend was hooking up with him in front of you?
No, my ex was there and saying shit about, like...
Oh, about you?
Yeah.
Aw, I'm sorry. To him or just in general?
No, like, well, I mean, it was me, my friend, Carlos and Carlos. And then my ex, I'm like, and just saying random shit. I was like, hey, can you just go away and go hang out with your friends, please? But he didn't.
I'm
but
sorry.
Pretty much I'm good. Good. School's over. Pretty much that's it.
Are you gonna go back to school?
For summer, no, I don't think so.
I mean ever.
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
I never planned on, you know, getting a degree, but you know, everyone graduating and shit, I was like, fuck, I gotta get a degree now.
You know what,
you really do, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't think about it, and I learn every day. Like, I don't know if people, you know, I didn't think I learned every day, but you learn every day from the people around you, and you get inspired, and, you know, I didn't think that I would go to college. I don't think I would get a degree. I didn't think this, and I didn't want one, but gradually, you know, starting to do it, and now I see, I should get a degree and stuff like that, so...
You know, Callie, you really need to. I mean, the world's changed where, you know, like when our parents were around, you could have a good career almost or a decent living on just a high school diploma. But now you really have to have at least a college degree just to have a decent, you know, living almost now. So you need to have some kind of degree.
I have a certificate, but I just need an AA.
Yeah, you need a 4-year degree at least. Not just 2, 4 years. So, go 4 years.
Well,
you need
we'll
at least
see.
A 4-year degree. Well, what are you going to get it in? Real estate or what? Or something else? Or what?
I don't know. I mean, like
you can get a degree in broadcast journalism.
Yeah, but what about, you know, the marketing and, like, the freaking journalism thing, like, totally fails. And then, like, I'm, like, stuck with this degree that's useless. I'm really, like, getting into, like, marketing and advertising.
Yeah, well, that's a good degree. I have a degree in that. That's a great degree to have, and you can pretty much do anything with it in terms of business. So I think it's a great degree to have. Yeah, I mean, that's a great degree. I mean, it's also fun. And to me, it's exciting and fun. Marketing's fun. So do it. Have you looked into advertising at all? Ever thought about advertising? Advertising is a little more creative, but it's similar to marketing, and you can get the same kind of job you can with an advertising degree as you can a marketing degree, typically.
When I was like 19 or 18, I went to go see this psychic, and she said that I would end up in like advertising. And so as time goes on, I've noticed that I'm really good with marketing and like promotions and that kind of thing. So it lets me be creative, and I learned there's no one teaching me how to do it. You basically learn from scratch, so.
Right.
I like it.
Good. Well, good. And, you know, you can look into PR, too. PR is different than marketing, but it's or advertising, but it's a good career as well. I have a friend who actually, I went to school with it, the college I went to, and he has a PR firm here in Dallas, and he does all the PR for, he started his PR firm about 6 years ago, and now he does all the PR for Extreme Home Makeover and like all these other big, huge companies and stuff. And he makes lots of great money. So you can make a lot of money in PR if you represent the right people, and advertising too, marketing too. You can make a lot of money in anything if you're good at it. I'm just saying those are pretty safe bets if you're good at it. So check it out.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like journalism and the radio and like writing for newspaper or like on TV, that's a lovely job, but it's not like a set job. You know, you're not going to be Oprah. Like you're not going to be Oprah.
Right.
You're not going to make millions of dollars. And,
well, somebody
sorry,
will
but
be, but it's like one
will.
In a billion people. Yeah.
It's like right. Becoming like a rapper.
Right. It's really rare. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's like 1%.
People want to become rappers and musicians and like great, great hobby, not so much a career.
Well, yeah, and my husband has a degree in broadcast journalism, and he was actually an anchor on news for, I don't know, 5-6 years, and then he got out of the news game. It has nothing to do with the career. It's just because there was a lot of bigotry towards gay people and where he worked and towards people in general and kind of chauvinistic and stuff. So he got out of that and went into just regular business. And but if he had stayed in it, he would be doing, you know, I'd probably be on the top market now or something. But like he said, you know, it's really hard to break out and be a national star or whatever, you know. So he's doing something else now too. So yeah, it's probably, my point is you're probably better off getting a degree in something like business or marketing or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I can still work for like TV and radio and newspapers kind of dead, but we don't realize that we see this, that it takes so much, you know, creativity. It takes so many people to put on a show, you know, whether it's TV, radio, so many people that puts on a newspaper, even if we're going to have newspapers in the next 10 years, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it does, and everyone wants to be the star. Everyone wants to be Oprah. Everyone wants to be Eminem. Everybody wants to be Lady Gaga. Like, it's very rare, and so I hate when people are like, oh, I'm going to do amazing. I'm going to be the best blah, 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 blah ever. I was like, that's great, but what's your second plan in case the economy tanks and you suck at life? Like,
yeah.
That's why I took real estate, just in case. By the way, I would like to announce to everybody here that my Facebook learning got me a seat and passing in real estate. But
awesome.
Obviously, like, no, I'm like, I didn't do anything. I was on Facebook the whole time. I didn't learn. I didn't study. I didn't do shit. I just, like, was on Facebook the whole time. And I want to be proud to tell you that Facebook learning is amazing.
Well, good for you.
I wanted to tell you that. I was like, I want to be like, Donovan, I got a C and I didn't study.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Anyway, sorry, my sinuses are still kind of, anyway, sorry, what was I going to say about that? I was going to say something and I forgot. But yeah, having a backup plan is good and for anything that you do, but I have to say, I find it important for everybody to follow their passion, whatever it may be, and just because only 1% of 1% or 1% make it to be, you know, famous, rich and famous, and whatever career they want to follow doesn't mean that it may not be you, and doesn't mean that you, if you reach for the stars, that you probably won't fall short of them. Even if you never get there, you'll still be way up there to some degree. So just because not everybody can be Oprah or be you know, Madonna or be whomever in whatever their chosen profession may be, doesn't mean that you can't still have a great career. So if you really love broadcasting and journalism or radio or entertainment industry, then my opinion is you should still follow that and continue to do it, whether it's as a hobby or whether it's full time. But it still won't hurt you, as you said, you know, it still wouldn't hurt for you to have a degree in marketing or something and to follow that on a sideline or as a backup. So my point is that I think you should still follow your passion. If that is your passion, if you really do love marketing more, then that's great. But I'm just saying, if it's not, then I think you should still follow your heart and pursue that, because you still won't fall short from whatever your desires are, even if you never get to be Oprah. You know what I mean? So
I'm the white Oprah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you said that. I know you've said that. So, you know.
Did you want me to comment on the great historical moment that everyone has been living for the last 24 hours?
Yes, please do.
I know I hated to get off topic and like just talk randomly, but I think it's backfired because, you know, it was supposed to bring everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it didn't. You can look at Facebook, you can look at Twitter, you have the Republicans, you have the Democrats, you have the Independents, and whatever, you know, they are disagreeing and this and this and that. Basically it backfired, and it's making America look stupid. You know,
America is stupid. Sorry.
It's making America look stupid and being like, okay, you know, why don't, this is the time that, you know, we are, should be together. If he's dead, not dead, you know, give or take. I don't know.
Well, what is it you think? What is it you think? Well, I mean, I think I know what you're referring to, but because, like, on my Facebook account today, I had all these different opinions on the matter, and one of the things I said, like, the first things I said is, "Oh my God, the Republicans are going to shit their pants because they weren't the first people to actually, or they weren't the ones, they, you know, he wasn't caught on their watch." And a friend of mine said, a friend of mine goes, he goes, "This should be bringing us together, not tearing us apart." And I go, "That's what the Republicans will say." And then we had this back and forth about it. And then a niece of mine by marriage, she said, had this long diatribe about how we shouldn't be celebrating the death of somebody, no matter how evil he was, and that kind of thing, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, you know, "I understand your point, but I think he was a pretty bad guy." And so, but there was lots of different opinions on how we should feel about Obama and how we shouldn't, right? And I feel like people are entitled to feel whatever they feel. I mean, you can feel whatever you feel about it. But ultimately, some people are saying that he shouldn't have been given the kind of burial he was given, or with, in concert with his religious beliefs or whatever. And people are saying he should have been held, you know, accountable on trial, or whatever the case may have been. And I feel like, I don't know. I guess I feel like I don't think it matters. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. I mean, the guy did what he did, if he did do it, and that's a whole other conversation. But if he was indeed behind the whole thing, then it's done deal. It's done. Whether he's dead or whether he's alive doesn't make a difference. Those people who died are dead. The 3,000 plus people who died are gone. We can't bring them back. And the fact he's caught, I think, is all that matters. And it's sort of kind of a figurehead to represent 9/11. I don't think he really is. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop anything. You know what I mean? It's still going to continue to be going on and on and on. So go ahead. What do you think?
I don't think that we would have been able to catch him alive. He, like, the news has been saying that they put up a fight, and either way, he was going to end up dead, because you know this motherfucker is thinking, "Oh, hell no, those Americans ain't going to get me," you know, and he was going to die either way. He was going to shoot himself, be like, "Bitches, I killed myself, you didn't kill me," or we had to take him down like we did. What I was thinking, and I probably said this, like, I've said this to, like, people, I think I said on Twitter, he was living in a mansion, and everyone thought he was in a motherfucking cave, and he was living large in like, $1 million house, right? And I'm assuming, you know, blinged out everything. Dude was like, "You know what, those two, they're going to catch me, and they're not going to catch me." He's thinking, like, he's the badass motherfucker ever. And then we caught him. And I was going to be like, "Yeah, we got you, bitch." You know, and what else I want? Everyone's complaining, "Oh, you know, why did we shoot him?" You know what? You've seen the scary movies. You've seen Scream. You've seen The Bride of Chucky. You've seen Halloween. And you know the rules of a horror movie. The killer never, like, dies. You shoot him, he comes alive. You shoot him, he comes alive. Well, despite okay. the fact that he's Muslim, we shot him in the head, and then we made sure that he would have suffocated in water in case, you know, he did happen to be buried alive or something. So now the sharks can eat him, making sure that he's dead, you know.
Well, yeah, he was caught in that compound. It was like a compound he was in or whatever, and they, through the courier or whatever, that would deliver his messages to somebody, to the world or whatever, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I agree, but I don't think it matters at all how he died or what happened. I don't care how he died. I don't care if he died a slow death. I don't care if he died an agonizing death or an easy death. I don't care. It doesn't matter ultimately. None of this matters. And to me, it's sort of distraction. And I just feel like it's, you know, what the fuck is the point of discussing it? I mean, okay, we found Osama bin Laden, and he is now dead, according to what we've seen. And now what? to me, it's just like, next. Okay, he's done. He's gone. Now what do we do next?
Like a stab on a wound. It's like every, you know.
Yeah,
9/11 was a big thing. Now it's relief. And now everyone, you know, honestly, I didn't think we were ever going to find him. I don't think that I was going to see him a lot. Like, of course, he's older than me and he has to die. He's not going to live until he's like 150. He's going to die, but I don't think we were ever going to catch him. I just thought, you know, he was going to die and then, you know, Osama bin Laden died today, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, random people die, and so on the news. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I know. I was like, last night, you know, when they had the whole thing with the, when they cut into my show and pissed me off at the very end, but anyway, because I was watching the end of Celebrity Apprentice and finding out who's going to get fired, and I was like, fuck. And so they cut into the show at the last minute, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be big news. And it was like this huge ordeal. I was like, oh my God, are we like under attack or something? I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then it was like, oh, we found Osama bin Laden. I thought that was great news. Wonderful, wonderful. But I was like, wow, I mean, did it really, you know, we did really need to have this kind of press conference about it? I don't know. I didn't think it was that necessary personally. I really didn't think it was. I mean, it's a big deal. I get it's a big deal. I get it. But I don't get why it's such a big deal, if that makes any sense. I mean, it's like, I know, okay, yeah, Osama bin Laden, wow, we've been looking for him forever. We found him. He's dead. We shot him. He's dead, whatever. Great. Like I said, now what do we do next? So I want to figure out what we do next to help curb terrorism throughout the world, and what we're going to do in Afghanistan, what we're going to do in Libya or wherever the fuck we are. Now I'm losing track. What we're doing everywhere we are, in Pakistan, everywhere else, and how we can...
We're not going to pull out. Like if we pull out, then it's just going to get, you know, it's going to be another Osama bin Laden. Like, they're not going to pull out.
Oh,
they
exactly.
They're going to, you know, it's going to be less troops, obviously, but we're still going to be there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Is it going to help our economy? Maybe. I read something where France says that the U.S. economy is going to be better. I was told that the oil prices went down. I mean, wonderful news right now, but things just happen. And honestly, this sealed the deal for President Obama to be reelected in 2012.
What I said right after I saw the news, I said to Michael, okay, well, he probably doesn't have to worry about getting reelected now, because I know it's 2 years away, but this is like a huge deal and a huge coup for his administration and what they have achieved by doing this. Whatever method they use, I don't know how they actually came about doing it. I don't know, but whatever the case may be, he is the one that it was on his watch that we caught Osama bin Laden, not on George Bush's watch or anyone else's. And so that will be a huge selling point for, you know, in his campaign, obviously. And I think, you know, Obama is actually much smarter. I mean, Obama is obviously a highly intelligent person. I don't think most people would, except Donald Trump, would deny that. But he is a very intelligent person. I think that he has his own agenda for himself, obviously, like every politician does. I don't think he necessarily cares that much about what we want. I think it's more about what he wants. But I do think he also has a lot of our needs and our interests at heart. I don't think he's a huge, like, he's not like a horrible, I think all politicians generally are the same, generally. But I think he is not, he's a lesser of the evils. He's like not as bad as some of the other ones that could be in there, trust me. And so I think he has a little bit more of a heart and a little bit more of an agenda for making sure the American people are okay and that we are going to be good off, whatever. But of course, he's also owned by the corporations. And I mean, this is like a whole fucking show. I don't want to talk about all this. But anyway, my point is.
He's owned by Oprah.
Yeah, well, that too.
Oprah owns his ass. He has a tattoo of Oprah on his ass, man. Like, right now, this was from earlier, and I just was flipping through a channel. Motherfucker is on Oprah right now.
Who?
Like, Obama. Right now. Well, today.
Like an all-repeat or something?
No, it's a new one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, she's like his mouthpiece, so. Yeah, I know.
That's the one he got elected.
Well, I don't agree that that's the only reason he got elected. I think it's one of the major reasons, yes. I mean, she has a lot of power because of her voice and who she is, and she has a lot of influence, I'll say it that way. But I think mostly...
I voted for him.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, I think mostly he was elected because of the younger vote and the kind of the Facebook or internet generation as opposed to the older generation. So I think that's why he was elected. But I don't know. I think he'll probably will get another term. I mean, I don't know who else is going to be running against him necessarily. But come on, Donald Trump, really? Give me a fucking break. The guy's a fucking idiot. I mean, honestly, I don't think he's an idiot in terms of his intelligence. He's not obviously stupid, but I think if he is serious about running for president of the United States, it's frightening. It's almost more frightening to me to have him. No, I can't say that. It's still more frightening for Sarah Palin to be president than him or vice president. But I love
Donald Trump.
He said today he actually compared gay marriage to ugly golf clubs, and saying that he says, quote, "It's like in golf. A lot of people, I don't want this to sound trivial, but a lot of people are switching to these really long putters, very unattractive. It's weird. You see these great players with these really long putters because they can't sink three-footers anymore, and I hate it. I'm a traditionalist. I have so many fabulous friends who happen to be gay, but I'm a traditionalist, and I don't believe in it." So he doesn't believe in same-sex marriage or anything like that, and I hate people who do this and say shit like this all the time. You know, oh, I've said this on my show before. You know, oh, I have so many gay friends, I love gay people, blah, 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 but I don't believe in them getting married or having the equal rights or being able to adopt or blah, 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 or getting Social Security benefits for their spouse or whatever. I mean, it's such bullshit nonsense to say in the same sentence and under the same breath that I love gay people, but I love gay people, but I love gay people, but it's fucking bullshit. And so the weird thing about him is he used to support gay people, came out in support of gay people and gay rights and everything else. But then when he started to run for president, his entire platform changed or whatever. So he's obviously, whether it's true or not, he believes this, he is saying it. So he could just be saying it to win. So he's the opposition to Obama because Obama believes in, you know, generally believes in the civil liberties or whatever. Whereas he's saying he disagrees with gay rights. So he's doing that to position himself against Obama as the opposite candidate. But whatever the case may be, I think if you vote for Trump, you're an idiot.
I mean, it's so appealing. Like,
yeah, oh, God, I know.
You know how funny right now? I don't know if this is on everyone's, but actually on your page, this is, well, and now it just changed. It was Donald Trump for president.
Oh, I saw that earlier, yeah. I saw
that on the
page. Yeah, President Trump, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think if you vote for him, the thing I hate about people who is that people vote for the stupidest reasons in this country. They don't listen to what the candidates are saying necessarily. And first of all, you can't really necessarily believe anything the candidates say. So really it doesn't make much difference what they say because typically they do what they want anyway. But generally speaking, if you are voting for someone who's going to be president of the United States, I mean, educate yourself on who this person is, where they come from, what they believe in, et cetera. Not just what they say, what comes out of their mouth, but let their actions speak, you know, louder than their words.
Mm-hmm.
And that will allow you to make the best judgment for who is best for our country, in your opinion. But most people just vote based on, oh, you know, he's a Republican, so I'm voting for him, or he's a Democrat, so I'm voting for him. It doesn't really matter what they stand for. They vote along party lines, which I find to be stupid and ridiculous because, I mean, you could just customize a Democrat means they believe everything you believe, no, or Republican, no. I mean, people need to vote for the person and not the party. So that annoys me a lot, too.
I don't get into the whole, like, this and that. I just look on the things that I believe in, and I do this with everybody. Do you believe in gay rights? If you don't, then peace out. So that's what I did with California. Like, seriously, like,
I know.
I have fucking Jerry Brown, who was in there before, but, you know, didn't really do such a phenomenal job.
Right.
And then I had Meg Whitman. This bitch spent hella money on advertising, and she lost. They didn't believe in any of them. They didn't believe in gay marriage. So I was like, fuck it. I voted for Britney Spears. I ain't gonna lie. I wrote in Britney Spears. I was like, fuck these bitches. I wanted to take a picture of it, but I didn't want to be like, oh my God, you took a picture of a ballot. You're going to jail. I was like, fuck, whatever.
I totally wish they would do a freaking none of the above, like they did on Brewster's Millions. You know, you probably don't know what that movie is. It's really old, but I wish they would do a none of the above. And every time that we voted for president, if you didn't like either candidate that was up for election, you could vote for none of the above, and then they would have to find new candidates to run. And then until everybody voted had enough votes, then the person would win. So I think that would be best, but unfortunately that's not how it works. We have to vote for some idiot or not vote at all. And so the question is it better to not vote for either one of the idiots, or is it better to vote not at all? I mean, it's hard to say.
Yeah. I hate people who complain and don't vote.
I do too.
I like, yeah. It's just like you count. Are you an idiot and didn't go do this? Like, you know, I since I live in a small damn little conservative area, I registered as Republican. I was like, fuck this. I just fuck the Republicans. And then really, I was only strategizing and trying to fuck up their, you know, strategies, but they didn't work. So I finally converted to Democrat.
Well, I know I have a relative who said to me once, she goes, well, I just don't vote. I'm like, why don't you vote? Do you think it's important to vote? Because, you know, every vote counts and can affect change in this country. And she's like, no, she said, it doesn't affect me. I'm like, so gas prices don't affect you, Medicare doesn't affect you, medical care doesn't affect you, you know, the environment doesn't affect you. All these things I mentioned and rattled off to her that are sort of somewhat determined by what we vote on. And she's like, no, she said, it doesn't affect me. None of it affects me. I'm like, that's such bullshit. Everybody's affected by every politician, because politicians help determine what happens in our lives and how our lives are in terms of our quality of life, et cetera. And so if you don't vote, you essentially are just saying, okay, do whatever the fuck you want. And then you really don't have, in my opinion, the right to bitch, but people do all the time. Well, I'm like, did you vote? No. Well, you do have the right to bitch then, you know? So I agree with you completely. I agree completely, as usual. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and then come back. We'll talk some more. I'm starting
We're
to get
out naked.
Of pressure. Woohoo, naked, yay. All right, I hope I don't scare you. Okay, I'll be back in a little bit.
You won't.
What you do that for? When you first left.
back for the last hour of the show tonight. Pardon the way I sound. My sinuses are still an issue, even though my ear isn't. You can call in if you like, 323-843-6160. Talk about what we're talking about or whatever's on your mind. I'm here with Callie. What's up, Callie?
I'm an activist. I like to go to PrayerSelfin.com, and I'm just, like, reading. I guess the Met Gala is tonight. I don't even know what that is. Like, I've heard of it, but I'm not.
The Met as in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York?
I don't know. Met Gala. M-E-T-G-A-L-L-A.
Yeah, it's probably the Met in New York City. But, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what it is. And so, like, they're showing, you know, like, pictures of celebrities and stuff like that. And then I was, like, reading on this girl that's on Goth Girl, Blake Lively. She was in The Town, and she does other things. I don't know what she's really famous for besides Gossip Girl. But she was the date of Carl Lanfield. I don't know who this motherfucker is. Like, I'm reading, and, like, he just seems so arrogant. I'm like, dude, I don't know who you are. Why are you so arrogant? I think he's, like, the designer for Chanel. I was like, oh. Worse, but I need to study up on some fashion, obviously, because I don't know who this guy is. Well, speaking of fashion,
what?
I have this thing. You know, one of my friends was like, "Oh, I need to go shopping for, you know, summer clothes." Bitch, it is summer. This is the right. We live in California. No offense to any other states, probably other states too, but. It's summer. You can go naked if you want. So, summer, get naked. Winter, put some clothes on.
Right, I agree.
Sorry, I had to share that with everybody. That's a public service announcement from me.
Hold on, I was responding to something in the chat room. I'll put the butt. Okay, sorry. Yeah, well, what are you doing for... your birthday? Are you still going to go to the, you have the pizza thing you're doing on the 13th?
Yeah. Or 12th or whatever? I have to work on my birthday, which, you know, I'm like really smart. Like, okay, I need to throw like a party and then like I have to do something else and stuff like that. I'm like, why don't I get paid to go to a club to celebrate my birthday? Obviously, I could have took my birthday off and like, you know, went and did whatever, but I'm getting paid to go celebrate my birthday at a club. and my friend's like, why don't you just request it off? I was like, because I'm going to have to do something on the night of my birthday, and, you know, let's just go to the club where I can get paid. but, yeah, I invited everybody. Invited everybody from Twitter to Facebook to coworkers to friends. Like, invited everybody.
That's good.
I don't know how this is going to turn out, but, yeah. We're going to go have pizza.
It should be fun.
Yeah, it's John Incredible Pizza. I don't know if people have that.
No, I've never heard of it. What is it like?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I wanted to have it at Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to have it at Chuck E. Cheese. And then my coworker was like, their pizza's not so great. And I was like, it's going to be kind of weird if a whole bunch of adults randomly come in this place. And I have, you know, just, you know, people who are kind of sketchy that follow me. So I'm like, I don't want anything to go down. You know, I don't want no kid being molested or something. I'm like, let's just go to John Incredible Pizza. Like, it has like games and stuff. I'm like, you know, I've never been there, so yeah. And then I'm going to Santa Cruz, but that was just like friends and family only.
Well, you know, I had, like, maybe two or three birthday parties when I was, like, 5, 6, 7, whatever, at Chuck E. Cheese when I was a kid. And I remember their pizza was really good, but, of course, I was a kid, so it probably just tasted good to me then. But I don't know what it tastes like now, you know.
What does it have to do with Chuck E. Cheese besides a big, gigantic mouse that, like, scares the shit out of you?
The little animatronic, yeah, things or whatever on the stage, and the bear, and
yeah.
Playing the guitar and shit. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. What else? I mean, at least, like, here, I think it has, like, a roller coaster or something like that. So I was like, let's just go. And, you know, and I think it's, like, buffet style. I'm like, that's perfect. Y'all buy your own shit. I'm not, you know. Because, like, every time you go somewhere, they, and you have a large group of people, the ad grew too, to end up doing that. And I was like, oh, hell no. I paid, like, $28 for a burger and 2 shots. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Holy crap.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, no more. Mm-mm.
Wait, 20 bucks for a burger and 2 shots, so each shot was probably $5 or so.
Yeah.
Wow. Jesus.
I was like, it's not that much. And it was, like, happy hour, so the drinks, the shots were, like, on half price. So I was just like, what the fuck is this? And, like, $4 for, like, tip. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. You can, you know, if you don't like this, you can go find another job.
Well, good for you.
That's why I was like, I'm going somewhere cheap.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what I don't know. I usually go to dinner for my birthday, but I'm older, so that's what we do, I guess, when we're older.
Well,
we go to dinner.
No, I mean, like, last year I went to Santa Cruz, which is, like, a boardwalk. So it has, like, rides and, like, beach, and, like, that turned out really, really well. We had fun. We ended up at this restaurant called Margaritaville. You know, it was really, really fun. They were really nice, and we just drove around. We had cheap Mexican food, and we enjoyed a day at the beach. But the water was freaking cold, but, you know, it was. I liked it. So, you know, I wanted to do it again, and I was like, well, you know what? I want to – people are going to wish me happy birthday. I'm like, why don't I just share my birthday with them? So since I have to work, everyone's invited to the event, and – if they want to come have pizza with me, come have pizza with me. You know, I try.
Well, good.
So if you're in California and you would like to come, Modesto Sports Bar on May 12th is my birthday. And, yeah, if you come earlier, you get it cheaper.
Woohoo. If I were there, I would totally go. Of course. If I were there, I would totally go, but I'm not, so.
You can fly out. I'll pick you up.
Oh, my God. You know how much a ticket would cost now? At the last minute, it'd suck. It'd be like $1,000. Like, I don't think so. Sorry. That would be quite a birthday gift.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Donovan, yeah, the party's here.
Right.
She's like, hell yeah. This is, like, one of my favorite days, y'all. Welcome to Donovan. Donovan, these are the hicks that you I live with.
Oh, my God.
No, actually, my friends are not hicks because they're from Modesto.
Oh, so. Is it the big city?
It's bigger than what I live in.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I call it the city, and they make fun of me.
Well, I know, because it should be like the town or something.
Yeah. So, like, San Francisco is the city. I was like, San Francisco is San Francisco, okay? The Bay Area.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No, oh, my head. I'm sorry. It's not you. I'm not having pain anymore. It's just that's why I'm sounding sort of, like, lethargic tonight. It's just my head is, like, my sinuses are, like, still bad. My head doesn't hurt, but my sinuses are still, like, you ever have sinuses? Like, your head feels, like, all foggy and, like, stuffy, and you can't think straight. Like, you're walking through a fog or something. That's how I feel. So if I sound like I'm, you know, drunk, that's why. It's not because I'm not listening. I'm just sort of in and out. So.
Mm-hmm. We're drunk right now. We're the drunk life here on Blog Talk Radio. Off Limit with Donovan. I'm Callie. I pretty much co-host this shit because I call in every day, and you're probably all tired of hearing shit about my life. But I love talking to Donovan. We're here drunk off some Patron that I bought at Costco that was like $80, and it was gigantic.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Saw that.
I'm, like, so amazed by the big-ass bottle of Patron. I don't like Patron at all. I'm like, holy shit.
I love Patron. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's cold. It's good.
It touches my tongue. I'm like, ugh.
But what kind of tequila do you like? Jose Cuervo or something?
Mm-mm.
What did you
Mm-mm.
say you like? You said you liked something. I can't remember. I thought you said
I
you liked
vodka.
Oh, vodka. So what, Smirnoff or what?
Smirnoff vodka.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit. I love it. I love stuff
like Absolute?
No.
No, Smirnoff.
I mean, I'll, whatever's cheapest, and if I'm drinking, I'll drink it. But really, if I have like the $20, I will buy the Smirnoff one.
Oh, that's good.
I like the watermelon.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Michael loves Smirnoff. He loves it. And everybody makes fun of him, but I don't care. We all love it, too.
I like the actually the little bottles, like malt liquor, I guess it is. I don't know. Like, I don't like beer, but I will have, like, I like the Smirnoff. It's just like, yum, candy.
I know. I like sweet drinks, too.
I'm a very girly drinker. I mean, if at times comes, depending on, like, if I have to, I don't drink and drive, but, like, depending on the duration of me wanting to be drunk, I'll do shots.
Yeah.
Of anything. Even if it makes me puke.
Not me. I'm very, I don't know, because I don't like to throw up. So I don't like to get drunk, because every time I get drunk, I throw up. I mean, truthfully drunk. So I always watch myself, and I'll have, like, you know, I can have maybe two shots of tequila or two margaritas or something. And if I have a third one, then I'm going to really start to get drunk. If I have a fourth one, I'll probably throw up. I'm talking like within 2 hours. So I'm a very light drinker, unfortunately. I love to drink, but I don't handle my liquor very well. So I get in beer. I can have probably 4 beers, 5 beers in a couple hours. I'm okay. Wine. I can have maybe 3 glasses of wine. And so I know my limits. If I go over the limit, I'm going to be throwing up on people. It's not pretty, trust me, at all.
Yeah, I'm not much of a heavy drinker. Maybe one drink. That's very light liquor. More juice than anything.
Me too. You know what? I'm going to have to cut the show short. Sorry.
You're not feeling good.
No, my ear doesn't hurt. I was feeling fine earlier. My ear doesn't hurt, but now my head just all of a sudden, the past hours, just started to like expand. It feels like my head's like a blimp or something on my head. So I'm sorry. I don't have all this.
It's okay. I just want you better.
I'll get better eventually. So are you going to you work tomorrow? Or are you off tomorrow or what?
Tomorrow. I'll work, but I will have time to call in if you have a show.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody. Dutchy girl, half empty, half full. I don't have a lot of listeners tonight anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but it's a good night for it to happen because I feel like crap. So I hope you guys have a good night. Callie, thank you for calling as always. Darlin, I appreciate it. And I'm going to go lay down and just lay down.
All right.
I'll talk to you.
You go lay down.
Okay. Good night, everybody. I'll see y'all later. Good night.
Bye.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help. It's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door, the right support.